Last year's big hurricanes have not quite finished damaging the southeastern United States. The storms destroyed more than half the citrus crop in Florida's Indian River region, and now an infection is attacking the trees left behind. Authorities believe the hurricane winds spread citrus canker to new parts of the state. And now that disease threatens an industry that may put grapefruit on your table and earns billions of dollars a year. Christopher Elliott reports from Vero Beach, Florida.
Citrus canker is a highly contagious bacterial infection, harmless to humans, but debilitating to trees. There is no known cure for it. Mark Fagan is a spokesman for the state's Citrus Canker Eradication Program.
It causes first lesions on the leaves, they eventually move to the stems and then to the fruit itself. So it begins scarring the fruit, but it also causes premature fruit drop. Citrus must mature on the tree. A tree can lose up to 50% of production value, and to a grower that would be devastating.
In November, canker was found in St. Lucie County, just north of Palm Beach. Last month, it was discovered further north in Indian River County. On a recent afternoon, Kevin Bynum of Premier Citrus surveyed a satellite map of his canker-infested grapefruit grove.
And you can see this was the epicenter of the disease. They found 65 heavily infected trees there that were probably half defoliated and didn't find some on the leaves.
The grove manager pointed at a series of circles on the chart. Red circles extend 1,900 feet around each infected tree. Every living tree in the zone must be bulldozed and burned. In all, 800 acres of fruit will be lost.
It's just gut-wrenching.
Doug Bornique is the general manager for the Indian River Citrus League, a trade association for growers.
Not only are you thinking of losing your crop like we did with the hurricanes, but now you're talking about some of the growers having to push their trees and not have anything in the ground for 2 years because you have to sterilize your grove and not allow anything to grow for 2 years. Then you finally get to replant, and you have 5 years after that. So you have 7 years of no income for you or your family if you can afford to do it.
There are 900 growers in the Indian River area, of which six have been affected so far. Dan Ritchie, the chief executive of Riverfront Packing Company, says no one is talking about giving up yet.
Anxious anticipation has been what we've been dealing with. There is an awful lot of small family farmers still in existence in the citrus industry in Florida. And everybody understands the impact of this disease.
That's not just rhetoric. The canker bacteria can survive in wood bins. Ritchie recently spent $600,000 on plastic bins and a machine that prevents the transmission of the bacteria. And just in time, a day before, he learned some of his groves were in a red zone.
The machinery starts up. You'll see the bin roll through this enclosed area, and you see the spray nozzles. You'll see a spray hit the bin, in the bin, under the bin, on the sides of the bins to disinfect it.
Now, both the state of Florida and the U.S. Department of Agriculture are stepping up efforts to exterminate canker. Florida is redeploying inspectors to the affected areas, and the USDA just sent 60 new surveyors to help. Federal aid is available for citrus growers, and the county has already developed a plan to help displaced workers find new jobs. But no amount of aid can bring back the old groves that gave Indian River its worldwide reputation for grapefruit, oranges, and lemons. And Doug Bornique says growers know that.
When you ride out to your grove you worked on your whole life and you see smoke clouds right next door, you pray a lot. You pray a lot for them, you pray a lot for your own business, and that's all you can do.
For NPR News, I'm Christopher Elliott in Vero Beach, Florida.